Think about the last time someone asked you to improve yourself. Chances are, the conversation centered on what you need to fix, your weaknesses, your gaps, your shortcomings. We've been conditioned to believe that excellence comes from patching holes, not from amplifying strengths. But what if this entire approach has been backwards? When Daniel Cable, a professor at London Business School, received a stage 4 lymphoma diagnosis, he confronted a jarring truth. Despite outward success, he'd been sleepwalking through life. This brush with mortality sparked a question that would transform thousands of lives. What if the path to becoming exceptional isn't about fixing what's broken, but about discovering and unleashing what's already extraordinary within us? His research across Harvard, Google, and major firms revealed something counterintuitive. Watching your personal highlight reel, your best moments, and unique contributions doesn't just feel good. It rewires your brain, increases stamina, reduces errors, and makes you 32% less likely to quit your job. The science is clear. Focusing on strengths creates momentum that actually motivates transformation, while dwelling on weaknesses triggers defensive responses that keep us stuck. Two invisible forces prevent us from recognizing our potential. The first is the eulogy delay, our habit of waiting until someone dies before expressing what we value about them. We resist appreciating people's strengths while they're alive, making it taboo to acknowledge our own positive qualities. Research shows strong social connections are essential for happiness and longevity, yet we systematically avoid conversations that could deepen those bonds. The second force is transience aversion, our refusal to acknowledge life's finitude. We live as if death is optional, treating life like a dress rehearsal. This creates existential regret, that gnawing sense we've abandoned our potential. Alfred Nobel accidentally read his own obituary, labeling him a merchant of war, jolting him to redirect his fortune toward the Nobel Prizes. When people request positive feedback, transformation happens. Tom, a 52-year-old consultant, received stories from his network, including his epileptic daughter, describing how he helped her through health challenges. Often, our perceived flaws are what others admire most. Ron viewed his organizational skills as obsessive. Others treasured them. Breaking through the eulogy delay fundamentally transforms self-perception. Your sense of self isn't fixed. It's a malleable story you can rewrite. Unlike unchangeable facts like your birth date, your self-concept is surprisingly flexible. The narratives we tell ourselves, even when untrue, shape our behaviors and become self-fulfilling prophecies. Research with Detroit high school students, where graduation rates hovered around 40%, revealed this power. Many students saw manual labor or unemployment as their only futures, and some viewed academic behaviors, like asking teachers for help, as contradicting their racial identity. Their limited possible selves became reality. Your brain strengthens neural connections between concepts you repeatedly pair together. When you consistently tell yourself, "I'm not creative," or "I'm bad with people," you're literally reinforcing those pathways. The good news? You can deliberately rewire these connections by repeatedly pairing yourself with different, more empowering stories, starting with your personal highlight reel. Your personal highlight reel combines three elements: reflecting on proud moments, expressing gratitude, and gathering stories from your network. Gratitude isn't just pleasant, it's an evolutionary survival mechanism that strengthened communities through reciprocity, improving physical health, sleep, social connection, and exercise habits. Research shows letter writers underestimate recipients' positive reactions and overestimate awkwardness, another manifestation of the eulogy delay. Select 15 people who know you well across different contexts. Ask each to write a story starting with, "I remember a time when," focusing on specific instances when you demonstrated strength. Avoid generalities like, "You're so smart." Request rich details that bring memories alive. When you receive at least 10 stories, allocate an hour in a quiet, private place to read them. After emotions settle, return a day or two later for analysis. Identify key words and phrases appearing repeatedly. Your signature strengths sit at the intersection of I'm good at it and I enjoy it. They energize rather than drain you. Even exceptional abilities that exhaust you aren't signature strengths. Think of them as action orientations, not I am kind, but I show up for people when they need me. These aren't specific technical skills, but broader aptitudes that make you come alive. Reading your highlight reel creates an appreciation jolt, a positive shock that transforms your perspective like hearing your own eulogy. Surprisingly, praise produces humility rather than arrogance, as people feel moved that others reflected deeply on their impact. The highlight reel reveals positive blind spots, strengths you possess but don't recognize. Oscar from Stockholm discovered that traits he considered flaws, like being outspoken, were actually valued by those close to him. We often miss our natural strengths because they come effortlessly. Like a fish unaware it's wet, we don't recognize abilities that feel automatic. When people get who we really are, we experience self-verification, the satisfying feeling that others accurately see our authentic selves. Highlight reels effectively combat imposter syndrome, that feeling of phoniness despite achievement affecting even accomplished people like Tom Hanks and Maya Angelou. The highlight reel provides concrete evidence contradicting the imposter narrative, offering verification from trusted sources that your strengths are real, not imagined. Transform your life by making daily use of your signature strengths a habit. This requires lasting behavioral changes, not just mental shifts. Change is physical and often uncomfortable, like writing with your non-dominant hand. That awkwardness isn't failure, it's evidence of growth. Through consistent practice, your brain physically changes through neuroplasticity. London taxi drivers who memorize 25,000 streets develop hippocampal areas up to 40% larger than average. Professor Philippa Lally found that forming new habits takes about 2 months with steady practice. Missing a single day didn't significantly impact habit formation, but consistency was key. Implementing habits at the same time daily increased success rates by 40%. How we interpret discomfort matters. An achievement mindset sees struggle as failure, making us revert to old habits. A growth mindset interprets awkwardness as evidence of learning. Start by introducing one strength-based behavior at a time, allowing it to become habitual before adding another. Ask yourself throughout the day, who am I being right now? This simple check-in reminds you that you choose which version of yourself shows up. The purpose of discovering your gifts is to give them away, using your strengths to help others thrive. Following your ikigai, the Japanese concept combining what you love, what you're good at, what you value, and what you can be paid for, naturally leads you to invest your energies in what fulfills you while creating positive ripple effects. Stanford psychologist Laura Carstensen's research reveals that awareness of limited time, regardless of actual age, enhances our tendency to process information positively and strengthens our relationships. This explains why older adults often report greater emotional satisfaction than younger people. Connecting with life's transience motivates us to strengthen meaningful relationships and apply our best selves towards something bigger. People on their deathbeds commonly regret not living true to themselves, not expressing feelings openly, and not maintaining meaningful friendships. Our best contributions come from feeling affirmed by our unique strengths, which energizes us and builds resilience. Every day offers a new opportunity to express yourself authentically and connect with loved ones. Will you continue sleepwalking through life, or will you finally wake up to the extraordinary person you already are?